The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Good evening. This is Jonathan Healy filling in for Kieran on The Hard Shoulder. Will Sliney made his name as the Marvel illustrator from Cork who drew Spider-Man and Star Wars from Ballycotton. The comic book Marvel is here with us now. Will, you're very welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about the West Cork Literary Festival, which you will be at next month in just a little bit. But just remind us again of how you embarked on this pretty remarkable and rather enjoyable career.
I don't even know where to start. I just used to love drawing. I didn't know you could do it as a career. But eventually, after many trials and tribulations and heading over with my portfolio to anyone that would look at me, I ended up working with the team inside Marvel, and I've been there for a long, long time with them now.
Yeah, you make it sound like that's just a casual thing that happened when you were on the way to the chip shop. You did submit a lot of work to them before they took you on, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Now, I kept going back over to conventions and showing my work. I was rejected many, many times for many, many years. But each time, I took the advice from both them and all the other artists that I could chat to that worked in the industry. And the best thing about drawing is that the more you do it, the better you get. So there's a kind of a clear and easy path to get there. You just have to keep practicing. And that's just the way I kept believing. And whether it was true, stubbornness or stupidity or whatever, I didn't stop and eventually got in.
Now, you're not the only man who's ever drawn Peter Parker / Spider-Man, but you did a lot of it. How many editions were you responsible for with that character?
Yeah, quite a lot. I worked in the Spider-Man office, shall we say, for about 6 years. And over the course of it all and across all of the different versions of Spider-Man, whether it's himself or Spider-Man 2099 or Scarlet Spider, I could really get into my Spider-Man nerdy lore here. I did about 60 issues. So 5 or 6 years full on drawing Spider-Man, which was amazing.
What is the process? I mean, you don't write the stories, you animate the stories. So somebody gives you what they see as a creative vision and you have to draw it. Is that it?
Yeah, it's like a director getting a movie script. You're handed words on a piece of paper and then off you go. You tell the story in the best possible way. And that's what we are. We're storytellers and we have to get everything across visually, and everybody that works in the industry has their own visual and unique style and way of telling stories. And I've done some great workshops with some other Marvel colleagues of mine where we've all taken the same script and drawn a page from it, and everyone does it in a very, very different way. And that's essentially my job. It's interpreting that script and the way that I tell my different stories and drawing it in black and white before it gets sent off to the colorist.
Yeah, but I'd imagine that, there's not much room for error, because if you draw something and you get, I don't like that. I mean, you have to go back to the start and do it again, do you?
Yeah, and look, there's less and less of that as I have gotten on in my career. I'm more experienced now to know where to kind of do that figuring out in the first hour of the morning rather than the last hour of the day, and just kind of build upon the page from there. And the more you do it, the more you kind of are able to wean out those different mistakes.
I have got it's not in my room, it is in my son's room. I met you doing an interview a couple of years ago, and yeah. All I had to hand was a piece of paper and a ballpoint pen, and you were able to produce Spider-Man within 30 seconds. It was incredible. It's almost like muscle memory for you to draw such a complicated character.
Yeah, listen, I've had that said many times. I'd say I've drawn Spider-Man as much as I've written my own name now at this stage, so I'm well used to it.
Do kids still draw? Because I know that you have a TV show on RTE and I think elsewhere as well, where you're trying to encourage kids to do something that we all would have done before we had a phone in our hands.
Yeah, I think, what happened and the way this stuff came out, which was never planned, is that the first day of the pandemic, I put up a tweet saying, if your kids are stuck at home, here's my drawing of Spider-Man, show me theirs. I thought I'd get 100. I got 10,000 drawings on that day. So I think that answers the question for you. The next day we did Star Wars, it was 25,000 pictures. And now obviously they couldn't do anything else. They were stuck inside, as we all were. So they certainly do. There's more appetite and more learning and everything out there now. And I think with the way the world is going and nobody's sure about what jobs are going to be like in any industry and stuff like that, it's important for people like me to go out there and to show the world, you know, that there are those creative jobs around the place. So.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of terrible stuff that AI is producing. And if I went to one of those absolutely awful things and said, draw me Spider-Man, it'll draw me Spider-Man. It's not a Will Sliney Spider-Man, but it is a Spider-Man. So are you worried that that might impact future cartoonists and animators?
Yeah, look, I'm definitely not for comics. The thing that's always been about comics is that there's a one-to-one gap between the person that buys it and the person that makes it. So like if you buy one of my comics, you know that I've drawn that. And I think that's a huge appeal to a lot of people. Like when I follow comics, I follow it for the creators. I follow the artists that are in there. But there's two things. One, in comics, we often say it's not the person who can draw the best picture of Spider-Man or Superman, even if that's amazing. It's your storytelling skills. And that was always the way it was for the people that were hired. It's the people that can kind of do the right beats and tell the stories the right way. But the way I kind of think about it is that, like, you know, back in the 70s, whatever, maybe 1 in 1,000 people had a camcorder and could make movies. Now everybody can make movies, yet there isn't a million brilliant directors out there. They're still kind of the same amount. And it's those ones that work hard at their craft. And those people will always be the best storytellers.
Yeah, I mean, you drew for Marvel, and obviously you've drawn for Star Wars as well. I mean, a lot of that is linked to Disney. The Star Wars thing, does that give you a little bit more creative freedom? Because let's face it, it's all made up and off in space and you can do whatever you want.
It's actually the other way around. It's more tightly controlled. Like if I put the wrong alien on the wrong planet, I'll hear about it very fast from Team Star Wars.
It'll be noted, Jar Jar Binks was never on that planet. What were you thinking, Will?
Literally, that is exactly the kind of note that I could get. They have, when you're drawing Star Wars, you really are drawing, building upon some of the stuff that has been designed by the best concept artists in the world. So if there's a ship in the background, I have to make sure that's right. Whereas comics has a bit more an air of your own kind of style. I draw Spider-Man's eyes in a certain way. I can draw the Baxter Building with a little bit of my own kind of flair. But the Millennium Falcon is iconic and it's the Millennium Falcon and I need to draw that right.
Yep, you can't be putting aerials to pick up a sky signal just because you feel like you still do all of this in Ballycotton in Cork, which I think is fascinating. You were the ultimate work from home merchant before it was cool.
I was the old pro. I was getting out for many, many years. People were very envious of me working from home. And then as soon as the pandemic hit, they were all like, Jesus, how did you do it for so long?
Well, you've got good background there in Ballycotton. You mightn't have might not the Millennium Falcon, but plenty to inspire you. You're going to be in conversation with Christy Leach, a former co-presenter of mine in radio a million years ago, at the West Cork Literary Festival on Tuesday, July 16th at 10 a.m. That's at Bantry House, and you can visit westcorkliteraryfestival.ie for more on that. But for now, Will Sliney, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.